This is Michael Mowenzo shaking things up at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City. Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a podcast you can subscribe to. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, and on our homepage at WBGO.org, home of The Checkout from WBGO. I'm Simon Rentner. Last summer, The Checkout and Michael Mowenzo came together to put on a show, sacred protest songs from Africa to America. The formidable singer, bandleader, and maestro gives us a new suite of music he's been working on 2 years since leaving his post at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
And you, not alone, stand up, my friend.
You're going to be listening to new music by Michael Mowenzo and the Shakes, who are also presenting this music at this year's Winter Jazz Festival, night one of the marathon, on January 12th at The Bitter End. Thanks for checking in. Sing for me a little something. What's the last thing you wrote? What's the last melody you wrote? Sing it.
Dear loved one, these are my words to you and my longing for you, as I hope and I pray each day.
He's no stranger to WBGO and The Checkout. He's been a guest host. He's brought his band, The Shakes, in our studio to perform. And he's actually one of my personal favorite working musicians in New York City. Not only does he have the respect of all the musicians out there, but you may have known his work through his longtime residencies, first at Ronnie Scott's in London, then at Dizzy's Club at Lincoln Center, Jazz at Lincoln Center, Uptown, and now he's all around at the McKittrick and Brooklyn Bowl. Yet despite all of this stuff, this man does not have a record online that you can listen to. He doesn't have music available to celebrate his accomplishments. And so we are here on this very special occasion to remedy this. We got together, The Checkout and Michael Mowenzo and The Shakes, to present new music that hasn't been heard before at Le Poisson Rouge. He brought his band in, and we're going to bring this very meaningful, special set. I have to say, Michael, seriously, and I mean this wholeheartedly, this is one of the highlights of my career, was doing this show with you. And the people certainly did respond. Not only was it sold out, packed audience, but Ambrose Akinmusori was there. Shout out to him. Shout out to John Batiste. You might know him from Stephen Colbert. And of course, so many other amazing musicians. There was a vibe in the room and you could hear it. And we're going to bring you that concert for the first time right now.
Ancestors above me, give me the strength to get through the day. When I am weak, make me strong. When I am tired, make me whole. When I am lonely, make me calm. And when I am sad, cure me. Cure me from ever doubting myself. Make me stronger through my fears. Give me the ability to rise. To rise so high, only the ancestors can hold me. Know the God in you. Believe the God in you. Trust the God in you.
Thank you. Look at how they talk. People walking round and round in circles, they don't stop. People glance and frown. They don't bother me. Look at how they walk. Look at how they talk. People walking round and round in circles, they don't stop.
What?
People glance and frown. They don't bother me.
There may be people that even smile in your face. Look you dead in the eye. And tell you they're your friend. You've got to be careful. Look somebody straight in the eye when they're looking at you. And be strong about it. And maybe say to yourself,
look at this.
Monitor, please. Thank you so much.
What are you trying to do, Michael Moenzo?
You know, it's interesting because we've been here before, because when we came to see you about a year and a bit ago, it could even be almost 2 years, we came into the studio and we performed excerpts of the music that evolved to be what was done in our set at LPR on that day. And you asked me a question. I remember when we came to see you a while back, you said, what are you doing? And it's clearer now because we've been out on the road. The band has grown. It's evolved.
It's been a tremendous year for you for growth. 2 years.
2 years. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years of life shifting, life changes. Figuring out what the next step is, not knowing what to do, feeling insecure, fearing, wondering, you know, and figuring out how to get strength, how to be uplifted, how to remain strong. And through those periods and those times, is in the first period of that. Emotions that I was feeling is when I wrote a lot of this music, in those times of me feeling all those things I just said is where a lot of this music that you know, on this program that you hear, is where a lot of the music came from.
This is the second part, to be aware of who you are, to know your worth, to know all of its gold, to take your time, let your soul be at peace. Vuyo's gonna say to just beware. Just beware of who you are.
What'd you say?
Know your worth and all its gold.
Take your time.
Take your time.
And be at ease. Yeah. You know now, dreadlock. Mary Wilkins, ladies and gentlemen. So for anybody that needs encouragement in your life, and you're going through things, the message is, you will find your ship will sail when it is meant to. Be. Next part. Keep your heart and soul in work and trust in what will. Round of applause to the Shakes, ladies and gentlemen.
You are essentially trying to create a new vibe, a new style, a new form,
a new way.
A jazz opera? Is that the name?
Well, there's a few things. You first of all, we're trying to create a new way of presenting the music. Okay. My feeling and what I'm trying to get to now is that you present the music in a way that presents the whole history of the music. Not just that there were times where we were just trying to attain to also just play, you know, as jazz musicians, to be the most freest is that you want to be able to play through all the styles of jazz. Those are the deepest musicians that could do that. That if Charles Mingus did it, he will apply himself to New Orleans music. He will apply himself to early music. He would apply himself. Duke Ellington does it. People do it. A lot of different people did it. Ornette Coleman does it in his own way, folk music. But with us, where we were just trying to attain what, and when I say us, I mean the Shakes and the community that's the Shakes, and you know everything that was has developed in the last 2 years. You know, we were trying to attain to ability to play all the styles of the music. You can't literally do that because there's going to be a style you're not good at. But to play jazz in a way that it's free, that you deal with early New Orleans music, you deal with Ornette Coleman's music, you deal with the 60s, you deal with it. And that's a way. And that, you know, but now the identity of it has changed more, that we're trying to play the whole history of the music. So we want to play rhythm and blues. We want to play soul. We want to do doo-wop. We want to play African music. We want to play hard, funky grooves. We want to play deep, deep, hard swinging jazz. So it's evolved to now be, my spirit is feeling that we want to present the history of the music in a way that is like a show, but also theatrical, but also has a dramatic tinge to it with a theatrical scope, but also the music is improvised. But there's also a theatrical aspect to it. And then also now, what's happening with the way we're presenting the music is now they've become almost spiritual services. People are coming to the gigs now, especially after that night, but from even that night and before, people be coming to the gigs and they say to me after, they felt like it was a church service.
Hold, hold your head. Hold your head up straight. No. Don't you ever put your face
down. Thank you.
All you've got to do is let your heart be strong, strong, strong. Let your heart be strong. And you better and over. Thank you.
guys gave Matisse Picard, ladies and gentlemen. Just beware.
Who you are? Know your worth. Your time. Be at ease. let your soul
take your time. Don't be in a hurry.
Take your time.
We'll sail when it is meant to be.
Thank you.
I was actually talking to myself as I was writing the music, you know, like, just beware. You beware of who you are. That's the know your worth. Know how strong you are. That means don't mishmash your power. Know all of its gold. These were lyrics I was telling myself. You, Michael, know the God in you. Trust the God in you. So really, the song was actually me writing these messages to myself. These were like these were things I was writing in the morning. I'd wake up and I would write these little things on the notepad. Know the God, you trust the God in you. And then as I had compiled all these little words or these little notepad vibes that I was getting into, I put more together, and then that's when the music came together. So every day I would wake up, trust the God in you. Or I would say, just be aware of who you are. Know your worth. Then I started putting together, then it became music. Then I started fiddling around with it. So, you know, it's deep. Music is so powerful because it comes from the ancestors. It comes from the gods. So,
well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But what I do want to say is, you're not known as a songwriter. Let's just be frank here.
I ain't known as a songwriter. I ain't no songwriter yet. You know what I mean?
You're known first and foremost by knowing how to, I would say, sing.
Yeah.
And command a crowd.
Yeah.
And command a band. Maybe all three of those things simultaneously.
You know, working at Jazz Lincoln Center and stuff, that was also getting into, you know, the curating vibe. And that was a whole nother aspect of, like, learning that skill set. And which I'd already done at Ronnie Scott's. But I didn't know that it would be more magnified, you know, for actually I would be able to help and share share what I felt about jazz music.
If Wynton Marsalis was so-called king, as Todd Barkin would like to call him, you were the prince. Running Dizzy's for how many years?
You know, 5 years. 5 years. You know, it was. You know, but you know, and you know, it wasn't just Dizzy's. You know, I was very blessed. You know, to be in a position. You know, in a certain way that. You know, I had an influence on a lot of the whole stuff, you know, of the programming there, you know, along with the great team that's there. But I was very, you know, that was very, you know, and through having that ability, I really was able to make a good impact.
And you were one of the first and only people that I've been aware of in New York City, which is an insanely hard thing to do, to actually build a grassroots musical community out of your leadership.
Yes, that is what has happened. And it's amazing how everything gets revealed. It's for me, it's crazy because, you know, now I'm at this time of my life, and also now all the communities that I've been blessed to be to be part of, you know, are now together. Like there's a community that I started in kind of London for what I was doing at Ronnie Scott's. And, you know, and now that community, you know, they now are so closely connected to this, you know, now they, you know, all those musicians know the musicians over here. It's amazing.
Well, let's go to music, Michael Mwenzo. We're listening to Sacred Protest Songs from Africa to America, August 15th. Michael Mwenzo and the Shakes brought his band at Le Poisson Rouge for a special Checkout Presents concert with Sullivan Fortner also performing, and Vuyo Satoshe also bringing his ensemble. But we are only focusing right now on this new music written by Michael Mwenzo, and let's get to that music right now. The second movement, shall we say, No Regrets.
Two people fighting could be a this is a celebration of having no regrets. Things happen. You have to deal with it in the present. Don't stay in it in that time. Move away from it and figure out the next time. So whenever things happen to you that you think is bad, it's not. It's just for you to propel yourself to your next future. So whatever happens, loss, all kinds of different things, remember that it all can be retuned. Something that we think is something else can actually be something greater. And we just have to believe more and more. So we call this one sometimes, So You Win, So You Lose. No regrets.
So you win.
You here.
strength will keep you here.
Jazz together. Tenor saxophone.
Spring is only a memory.
No Regrets, Michael Mowenzo and the Shakes, and his message. I actually shared one question that I would be asking him before this conversation.
You did. You
did. And it's sort of a two-part question, which the first is, Michael Mowenzo, do you believe in reincarnation? Mm-hmm. And if you do, were you a priest or shaman or something like that in a previous life?
Well, the answer to the first...
You were born in Sierra Leone. Yeah, we should tell our listeners if you didn't know that. Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that.
No, they don't. I mean, you got it.
You speak Creole.
I can speak broken English very all right. You know, very all right. And I can understand it very cool. And I can understand very little Yoruba. You know, bits and pieces. My mom didn't speak it as much as she should. And then that, you know, and so mainly good, like pidgin broken English, you'll see. And then I can understand scrapes of Yoruba. And a scrap of like Twi, Ghanaian, you know. So, yeah.
So do you...
You want me to answer the question?
Yeah, I want you to answer the question.
Yeah, the first... Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. Reincarnation? It's not even reincarnation. You come again to finish what you didn't do before. You know, of course. Of course. You carry that weight that you feel as you progress through life is also all the other lives you've led. So the understanding and the practice of coming again is very pure and very real to the identity that you come back every time you come into the world. You know, and some people they come. There's different shakes of it too. Some people come and they didn't finish what they did in the last life, so they come with a different vibe. Some people come and they didn't do anything, so they come to the second life very differently. There's all different journeys of it, but that is very pure and it's very true and it's very real. Of course, you asked me a second question. The second question and the answer to that would be, well, you know, there was a period of my life when I was very young, when my mother was deported when I was a young boy, and I had to live with my auntie and uncle, who were very strict, religious, African Christianity kind of vibes, white soutans, bare feet, church every day, Monday, women's fellowship, Tuesday, men's fellowship, Wednesday, watch and pray, Thursday, 6 to 6 fasting, Friday, something's going on, Saturday, children's Sabbath, Sunday, you know what's going down. And it was there that I started to preach in the Bethel, you call it. So as a child, 11, 12, I was a preacher. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say a preacher. I preached a few times in the Bethel.
And this is in London?
This is in London. This is a Nigerian African-based organization called Brotherhood of the Cross and Star. And they had a leader that was, you know, I would say like an orisha, you know, he's a prophet, you know, and he had this organization. He started it, and this is what was my auntie and uncle were with this organization. Very strict, vegan, you don't eat meat and fish, you fast every week. It's very, and it was there that I learned how to preach. That's where a lot of my religious understanding comes from. More now, I tried to deal with African spirituality and stuff.
So in this life, you already have been a priest. That was your first job.
Yeah, I did that. You know, I definitely was in the altar a few times, like conducting a service.
Give me your most memorable line from those days. Well, what do you still tell people today that you told people when you were 12?
Well, the most memorable would be the first time, because it was really funny. We were in the Bethel, which is the church, basically, but they call it Bethel. And, you know, it was like a Saturday and we were there and, you know, you have the main person that lives in the church. In my church, they would call it the children of God. They live in the church, and we were playing as kids, and I was just saying, you know, I would love to preach. I would love to preach one day in the altar, but how would that even be ever possible? We were talking as kids. He heard it, this guy, and then sent for me and said, Michelle, because, you know, when I was younger, my name was Michelle. That was what my mom called me because she wanted to be hip and she was French and that's what she wanted to do. So Michelle, so he said, Michelle, why don't you preach tonight for evening service? I almost had a heart attack, you know, and I did it. And it was long. The services in the Bethel were long. It's not just like 1 hour, 20-minute kind of Roman Catholic vibes. It's like, you know, 7 o'clock service. You're not getting out till maybe 12 a.m. if it starts at 7 p.m. because it's like a whole long thing. And I remember the first time I prayed for the whole Bethel. You know, there's a lot of adults and stuff. And this little kid praying. And, you know, I prayed. And I said something like, you know, the gods will bless everyone, and don't forget it. And then I sang this song. It's an epic song. Medikiremi anyom mo ketobo animo eboto go emidi animo. It means he'll come again. And it's an old song, and everyone got messed up because they were like, how does he know this old song? So that was memorable. Anyway. So I never tell people these stories. These are like...
Well, these are the stories
This is important.
We just heard the section of Michael Mwenzo's jazz opera, for lack of a better word.
Oh,
yeah, it's operatic because it's so dramatic. It's like, it's not just theatrical dramatic. That's something. Mm. There's burlesque dramatic. There's theatrical dramatic.
True.
Yours, because maybe of its spirituality, maybe it's just your vibrato. I don't know.
No, you know, I think...
When you see it live and you're there at Le Poisson Rouge and you're seeing the interaction between the audience, you hear, we have no microphones on the audience, and people are engaging, not just in like your standard jazz call and response way. No, this is like Apollo.
Yes, that's what you want to get to. 1962. That's the vibe. That's what we're trying to get to. That's the thing that keeps me in the music, and it's always been that. How to make the people feel it. Like, how do we play in a way that that we, you know, because I remember going to see, like, Sweets Edison, you know, at Pizza Express when I was a kid, and he was telling me that people would hear, like, Louis Armstrong play, and women would faint, and I'm just like, what do you mean? And, you know, he said, you know, like, Michael Jackson did that, Louis Armstrong do that. And you wonder, but I also have been blessed to see some great musicians play and shake rooms, like, and those times have all, you know, I saw Betty Carter, like, just, I saw as a kid, just make Ronnie Scott's, the whole people would be screaming, like, you ain't heard people screaming, like, you think it's a rock concert, like, people going, ow, Betty's singing, you know, I saw Elvin Jones do some drum solos, man, people would be just, like, hollering, 20 minute, like, going crazy. That's the stuff that inspired me to be somehow connected to this music.
Mike Mwenzo joins us here on the Checkout, talking about the concert we did together. One of the highlights of my work doing the Checkout from WBGO. I'm so excited to be able to share this with everyone because it's also, you know, a great document that hasn't been presented before, really.
True.
In the way it should be. And so we're going to move on to the final section of the music, excerpting the highlights mostly, beginning with a musician that Michael Mwenzo and I are strong fans of, also from Jazz at Lincoln Center, sort of, as a graduate of Juilliard, Matisse Picard on piano and keys.
Matisse Picard, put your hands together. Matisse Picard, give it to him. Stay, take a bow. Oh, that was, see, I, Matisse Picard, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen.
Kisses we share when the moonlight bristled in. Our hands held tightly as it bristled through the wind. My wishes would be to love and only be with you. Another time will come and we will see it through. Don't you know, no, nah. Don't you know, no, nah. Don't you know, nah. Don't you know, nah. Dear little one, these are my words to you. And my longing for you as I pray. Don't you know now? Don't you know? Don't you know? Our hands were tightly held together with our wings. My wishes would be to love you and you alone. Another time may come and we will meet again.
No!
so much. God bless each and every one of you. My name is Michael Mwenza. We are the Shakes. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Julian Lee, Emmanuel Wilkins, Negar Santos, Kyle Poole, Russell Hall, Michaela Lurin, Russell Hall, Gabe Schneider, Matisse Picard, Joe Ross, Kessler, Chanel Johns, Vuyo Satashi. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, WBGO. LPR, God bless you. Stay strong. Stay motivated. Don't worry about all of that other stuff. Put it in your heart. Joy! Joy! Put it in your heart! Let it out!
Well, I hope we've left audiences for wanting more. Michael Mwenza, thank you for spending some time with us and sharing this music being heard for the first time. I hope that you fulfill all of your dreams with this band and your music.
We have a mission. The mission is good. I think we're very blessed. I think we'll be able to do good and more good in the world and make people happy and uplift people and edify people and make people think about themselves. And that's the aim, to just bring happiness and enjoyment to people and make people happy through all of the ancestral music that has been passed to us, and to be able to create a musical tapestry that unifies people through love and hope. And that's it. There's a lot of things to do.
That's Michael Mwenza and the Shakes performing at Le Poisson Rouge last summer, presenting this new suite of music that you can hear at this year's Winter Jazz Festival, night one of the marathon at the Bitter End, January 12th. I'd like to give a special thanks to David Tallickson for his tireless efforts in remixing this concert. Also, a huge thanks to Le Poisson Rouge and everyone at WBGO, Amy Niles, Steve Williams, for making this concert happen. And hopefully we'll be releasing the other parts of the show that we recorded that night. That was such an electric affair, including Sullivan Fortner and his solo vocal piano playing debut, and new music by the South African singer Vuyo Satashi. I should also mention, Sullivan Fortner is also performing at this year's Winter Jazz Festival. And also keep it locked to WBGO.org for all of our Winter Jazz Fest coverage, including my studio session with the drummer Mark Giuliana. That podcast was a lot of fun. And there you can also read the 10 artists you need to hear, written by our own editorial director, Nate Shannon, at WBGO.org. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.